As news broke of the death of their beloved Bishop Desmond Tutu, tributes poured in from across South Africa and around the world.
His legacy will be his love for all people. I don't know whether have you come across his writings. He has always said that God is not God of Christians. God is God of all people. So his main legacy is his love for all God's people. And he believed that everyone is created in the image. And he used to add a word, beautiful image of God. And I've carried that myself personally in my own ministry. Yeah, he loved people.
America's former president and first ever black leader, Barack Obama, called Tutu a mentor, friend, and moral compass. Pope Francis expressing gratitude for his service to the gospel, and Queen Elizabeth remembering his warmth and humor. The Elders, a group co-founded by Desmond Tutu, expressed their devastation. President Cyril Ramaphosa calling the Archbishop a patriot who gave meaning to the biblical saying that faith without works is dead.
Tutu continuously challenged the status quo on issues like race, homosexuality, and religious doctrine. He also never stopped fighting for the people of his country, which he dubbed the Rainbow Nation.
At the city's St. George's Cathedral, known as the People's Cathedral and powerful symbol of South African democracy, locals laid flowers as they bid farewell. Friends, family, and faith leaders flocked to his Cape Town home to mourn the loss of their loved one.
This has been a long journey, and we have all been praying that his maker takes him, because he's given us 90 years of his life, and he was very frail in the end. And so we, as the family, really make peace with the fact that we should let him go. We cannot expect a man who's given so much of his life to be there forever.
His daughter speaking of the hope she has for a future generation of leaders.
The young people who are leading the movement to save our planet in this country, the young people who are speaking out against economic injustice, the young people who are speaking out about access to education, I see those leaders.
As the country prepares to say goodbye to this visionary leader and moral force, those closest to him will pay their respects in both the tribal Xhosa and Christian traditions. Gillian Wolfe, Al Jazeera, Cape Town, South Africa.